Although edited for television, tonight's thriller contains scenes of suspense and violence which may be unsuitable for young viewers. Parental discretion is advised.
State of the art Japanese animation.
Hello, and welcome back to the Otaku Host Club podcast.
And Happy New Year!
And Happy New
Happy
Year, everyone.
New Year.
We are recording on New Year's Eve.
It just so happened that New Year's Eve was on a date that we would otherwise normally record.
And so we thought we'd do a super special episode.
It's kind of a gag episode. But it's something we have talked about doing this.
Almost since the start of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We've just never, the idea was always to make this like a Patreon bonus style of content, but given the holiday nature of our recording day, it's just going to be our actual episode.
Yes.
And
it's 8 o'clock. Cheers. It's 8 o'clock.
Cheers.
On New Year's Eve. And we're drinking some mezcalitas.
Yes, baby.
And water.
I
and
love
water.
Me some mezcal.
And some balls of kale.
Mm-hmm.
And spinach. And
which are fitting for today's episode because we are going to watch some anime teasers, warm everybody up, and then we're going to
move on to
some
our
balls.
Yeah, we're going to move on to our feature presentation, which is us live commentating Mystery Science Theater style over top.
Oh, don't say it. Let's keep it a secret.
Oh, okay.
Of you'll find out.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be spicy, though.
I'm going to find out, too, because I don't even know what the show is called. I just know the general premise because of Kara complaining about it.
All right. You guys ready?
Ready.
Yeah, so we're going to start with some trailers.
Teasers.
Yes, apparently there's a difference between trailers and teasers.
Hey, we have a combination.
This is a trailer. Mm-hmm. I myself have identified these trailers as things that are happening in the short term that I'm so excited about. But this isn't anime related. This first one is just one I'm excited about.
And we are live and uncut, and I'm not going to censor any of my burps this time.
Yeah, don't.
All burps.
Yeah, all farts in there too.
Yeah.
Shove the mic right up in there. Capture it in all its glory. I once recorded myself taking a shit for anal butt, but we never used it because those recording, like, I had like a handheld tape recorder, and I just kind of like put it in the toilet bowl as I was pooping. And man, it is grotesque.
Yeah, anal butt is a band.
You can hear me like kind of grunting and being like,
"Oh my god!"
You know? It's like, oh
what
my
is up with people
god.
Grunting in public restrooms?
Is that something that's common?
Literally, I don't know. Every time I go, okay, I've been to two cons in 2 months, and then I was in the bathroom at Michael's in Hunt Valley, and this woman was just like. And not even like doing anything, just like literally grunting. Like
maybe she's constipated.
I have no idea. I was like, why do people grunt in public restrooms?
Well, I think there's an element of not shamelessness, but like everyone's on the same page that going to the bathroom is like this intimate thing. It can be a little bit personal. So there's a lot more allowance cut in the restroom for whatever it is you're gonna do. In my opinion, like I wouldn't frown on somebody for making loud noises in the restroom. Sometimes it is that way.
Yeah. I would make like I'm ready for butt noises. Not ready for the. Not ready for that. Not ready
okay.
for that.
Yeah.
I just make that noise when I bend over a lot.
Yeah, I make a lot of old man noises. Enough that people comment about it. You know.
Okay, we can watch the teasers now.
Are you
all
sure?
Right, I'm so excited for this first one.
All right, let's do it. Hit and play.
It's okay. I'm here. It's been a while since you've had one of those nightmares. Tell me, what was it about?
It's only fragments. heavens clear.
Legends of the Galactic Heroes live action.
Been fighting the Harkonnens for decades.
That's why I love it so much.
I don't know. The beginning kind of gave me Twilight first movie
vibes.
No
way, man. No way. No, the first Dune movie, I remember going to see it in theaters with Hannah, and we looked at each other like, yo, now this is a fucking movie, man.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. You see an IMAX?
Yeah, yeah. And this second Dune movie, I'm hyped. I'm so hyped. This is going to be awesome.
Kissy, kissy.
Yeah, just think of that young woman that, you know, she used to be a drug addict, and now she's going to marry the new king of the Freemen.
He's psychotic.
Oh, Pennywise is in it, too. Okay.
Damn. Oh, they should have been the Coneheads.
All at once.
Battling each other. Yeah, can we swap out Coneheads?
Oh, Batista's bald in this too.
I do see a way. There is a narrow way through.
Ew.
Shit looks amazing. Damn.
It looks amazing. I did not see this
dream.
One.
Oh my god, you were dreaming about Dune 2?
No. Boy, I was dreaming about handworms.
This is a form of power that our world has not yet seen. The ultimate power.
Yeah, sandworms. Explosions.
Yeah, big fight, big politic, big drama. Man, it just... This is that real shit, man.
Consider what you're about to do, Paul Atreides.
Silence! Maybe we should do a group cosplay of... characters from this movie.
Oh my god, I've been trying to get us to do a groom cosplay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, hell yeah.
You are not prepared for what is to come.
Are you a fan of the original?
Yeah.
Like the book?
The 80s,
the old 80s movie.
David Lynch.
Oh, what? Not really, but I'm not against it per se. Just when I saw it, it didn't really capture me. It didn't do very much for me. Well,
new one's better.
New one is way better.
I agree.
Like the new one was like, I watched that in theaters and then I just went home and watched it on HBO.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it just really resonated with me. I thought, man, now this is a great piece of art right here.
Nerd.
Yep.
On to the next.
Now this one is absolutely insane to me. The legend that began 25 years ago spread far and wide across the globe in this interconnected world. Let's embark on a journey once again.
For the cutest dress.
Now, I just stumbled across this little teaser trailer by chance. It was in my algorithm, and I just... An all-new animation team.
This is kind of like Hunter x Hunter, in a way.
Get ready for a fresh new remake. Produced by Wit Studio, coming to Netflix, of One Piece. They're doing a new anime adaptation of One Piece for Netflix.
Are you...
Who's voicing it?
Probably the same.
I wouldn't be... Yeah, I mean, that sounds like the normal Luffy to me.
Just wondering.
Yeah, well, and that's...
Like, is it going to be... Like, what are they going to do? Like, are they going to...
So my expectation is that they're going to... One Piece.
See, I know that that is not what any One Piece fan wants to hear, but I would watch that. I think
maybe the opposite.
Sure. Wait. Look. I agree. I am ready to watch a new One Piece adaptation that works at a not serialized weekly shonen style.
Mm.
Production
schedule. It's like because I watched Naruto and invested all of my time in that. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I can't go back and invest my time in One Piece for that mm-hmm. same, like, mm-hmm. with almost like double the amount of time that mm-hmm. I spent watching that for another property. So, like, if it, and also, like, for whatever reason, things are so easy to watch when they're on Netflix. Like, yeah. Netflix has a hold on me when I'm watching something where, like, they cut out, like, just a little bit of the end of everything. And then, like, it just automatically plays. And you're like, well, it's already started. I have to watch the next episode.
Yeah. Sounds like Amelia or Kara watching Grey's Anatomy.
She's already
through the second half of the second season.
Nice. Yeah, we got a lot to talk about later this New Year's Eve.
I'm
pumped for you guys.
So I think I'm the only one who's watched the original Hunter x Hunter anime from the 90s.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
And this has been 20 years for One Piece. Like 25 years, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
since the original.
Years.
So I think why not? Give it another. Really, I'm sure we'll bring new fans in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's done by Wit Studio. I have lots and lots of faith in Wit Studio. I've seen Wit Studio be better than its peers mm-hmm. with Hunter x Hunter, with Vinland, with Attack on Titan, with Vinland Saga. I have faith in Studio Wit. And they got that Netflix money coming in, which makes you. And
they are quitters, though.
Yeah, they're quitters. They are quitters, but you know, One Piece. Like, you have to imagine that Oda gonna have
lots of things to say. I feel like.
Yeah, he'll be present. Mm-hmm. I would assume that he will be present in the way that he was present with the other Netflix One Piece work. Mm-hmm. I have faith. I think this is gonna be really great.
Honestly, do it now.
I think there's a lot to be said for the idea.
Yeah.
Well, and I think there's a lot to be said for the idea that the live action adaptation has brought in new fans. I think I've talked about this before, but somebody saw my One Piece wallet and was like, oh, that's cool. What is that? And I was like, oh, it's from this anime show, One Piece. And they were like, oh, One Piece, the new Netflix television show. And I was like, yeah, it's more than just the new Netflix television show. But yeah. You know. So I think there's a whole new fan base that is ready to go that mm-hmm. that would look at a new anime adaptation and think, yeah, I'll give that a shot. You know, if they make it like a manageable 24 episodes, you know, paced like a season of television, I think you could do a really great adaptation of One Piece in this way. Yeah. And the trailer, I mean, I don't know how far they're going to go, but the teaser.
Yeah.
Jeez. Shows all the way up through Wano Island.
I always thought you guys were saying Dressrosa, and it's not
Dressrosa.
Yeah.
Yeah. No A in the middle.
I know. I thought it was an A in the middle.
Dressrosa.
Yeah, Dressrosa.
Oh, like Tessarosa.
Yeah.
All right, just new thing.
New Great Pretender movie coming into theaters January 9th. We're all going to go together, right? I put it in the group chat.
I hope so.
I'm so sorry.
This is surprising to me.
I mean, the vibes are still there. Goodness.
Yeah. I mean, I imagine that this is just a elongated episode of The Great Pretender.
Yeah.
You know, like most of the little stories of The Great Pretender were like, what, 1 to 3 episodes, mm-hmm. right? So this is probably just...
It's like 6 episodes, but smushed into a movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, she'll crush your balls.
Damn.
Balls are on theme for this New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I'm going to crush some kale ball.
Crush that ball.
Yeah, I think that looks really fun. I mean, we liked The Great Pretender, didn't we?
Yeah, we were into it.
Yeah, I'm ready to go watch a movie. I'm ready. We should all go together.
My dad has a surgery that day, so.
Oh, word. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's okay.
Bummer.
Yeah, sorry to bum nobody out. We're not bummed.
Okay. All right, Chainsaw Man.
You know, there's a period where I thought there would be no more Chainsaw Man. Honestly, I thought they were just going to be bankrupt, MAPPA, you know? Oh, okay. And MAPPA would just be like, well, that's it.
Yeah, because, well, by their accounting, Chainsaw Man was not the success they were looking for. Whatever. Not that it was bad, but was not as good as they were hoping. And this teaser is like, it's really heavy on the emotion, the like vibe of emotion and melancholy.
It looks like Denji is gonna lose his virginity. That's the vibe I'm feeling.
I think that was his hope. Or, you know,
haven't you read ahead in the manga?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're not allowed to.
I can't say
commentate.
Okay.
But this is my favorite arc in terms of villains. I'll say that my favorite villain.
Well, what do you think of this teaser? Does it give you confidence or gives you anxiety?
There's not enough to go off of on. There's not enough to chew on because it's just like him in the pool. It's just Denji vibes. In the pool.
Yeah.
Like.
So I think for watching it for the first time, it looks like they're going to focus on a one specific character that maybe impacted Denji in a way that he really took to heart, but is going to get ripped out from under him because the whole time there's like a half of a body with like intestines or something like strewn about in the pool or whatever. So it looks like we're going to get a really emotional arc, but it's going to leave us the way the series left us.
I will not say anything.
You can't say anything.
Play the fifth.
Do you think, I mean, is this arc like, because when we think of Chainsaw Man, we think of there's a certain element of like chaos and tension. But this teaser is like really artsy, has a heavy vibe, emotional vibe to it. Is that the way this arc should be?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Okay, we're. Well, I'm gonna go see this movie no matter what.
So yeah, then, what I'm do we fan, think of JJK?
So this is all you guys. I haven't seen JJK.
Shut the fuck up.
I know. I'm fucking up. Jesus. I'm gonna watch this soon. I mean,
do your homework?
Huh?
Did you do your homework?
What was my homework?
Boys Over Flowers.
No, I didn't. Sorry.
Okay. Or JJK?
No, I didn't. No. Well, maybe I'll try to do that. So I'm going to finish Gundam the Witch from Mercury season 2 tomorrow. I'm just going to marathon straight through the remaining episodes. I'm going to try to get Heavenly Delusion and Frieren in before we do our best of 2023.
That is probably supposed episode. To be our next episode.
Yep. Take some time to circle back around to this topic.
Yeah, I guess I'll watch Frieren too. Frieren?
Because if we play this right, we could just talk about anime movies for the next couple of episodes, such as this movie that is returning to theaters.
Bum, bum, bum. Wow.
Now this is anime.
So this was playing when I walked into The Boy and the Heron. When I first walked in. And I was like,
what?
Yeah, I was like, what movie am I in right now? What the fuck? What the fuck is going on? I like did a double take. Yeah, this song never gets old.
This song literally never gets old. I haven't seen all of Gurren Lagann, and
but it's such
song.
A banger, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
so
iconic. It's theme song.
Tenshin Topper Gurren Lagann. Yeah, it is, as I've said on this podcast before, it is my favorite anime show. And I actually have never seen the two movie adaptations. Because the original TV show is so perfect, I simply don't want to watch the movie.
And this is...
But we're going to go see it in theaters.
But I would like to go see it in theaters at this juncture. I've decided now is the time that I should watch these.
And this movies. Is restored.
Yeah, it is in 4D, 4D, 4K. And 4K.
4D, what the fuck?
I don't know. Well, time
four elapsed. Dimensions.
Well, Flash, it says coming to theaters in 4D and 4K. It says it on the screen. I didn't just make that
Let's
up.
Let's go see it in 4D.
Yeah, because time continues forward as we see these movies. Yeah. You know, the fourth dimension is measured.
There's also XD as well.
Wow.
Whenever anyone says XD, I just think of the Disney Channel like time block of like teen-ish live action shows. Like Jet Jackson.
Well, yeah, I'm really hyped for the Gurren Lagann movie. And I actually think it'd be so great if we did episodes of the podcast about it, because we have a good spread of like, I've seen the original series so many times, but never seen the movies. You've never watched the original series.
I've watched the first season dubbed, but while I was drawing. So like kind of doesn't, I know exactly what happens on the first season and it upsets me greatly, but I haven't like visually, physically like sat
down. Well, you're coming into it relatively fresh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Jeff, where do you meet?
Right? Yeah, it's been a while though. Yeah, I haven't watched it since its original run. Mm. I have not rewatched it, which is why I got the box set.
Yeah,
and I have not even busted it open. Well, sure. I'm scared.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I would love to talk about Gurren Lagann though, because I feel like that's like one of the anime that I'd like to get down my list, like get on my bucket list, and like watch and talk about, because how much Imaishi stuff we already talk about anyway.
Yeah, and you know, I had a whole band I sang in for 10 years. It was nothing but Gurren Lagann references. And it really is a story that just resonates really deeply with me. It's just everything that I feel emotionally, or the person that I want to be. Yeah, it's all in this random ass mecha anime by Mr. Imaishi. It's a man that really understands me.
Yeah. Coming for your heart.
He's coming for my heart.
Something not coming from my heart.
This next one.
About this. It's
okay. Oh.
Yeah, oh. Purdue Global. Daniel. I just wanted you guys to know. Even though.
There are no subtitles, but that's okay. I'm so behind.
Yeah, are we finally at an arc that is worth watching?
Yes. Dude, the last season of My Hero Academia had me gripped to the television. I thought it was fan-fucking-tastic. I'm really excited for the next season. I have relatively few expectations story-wise, but I'm just convinced it's going to be an enjoyable ride.
When does it end?
Well, I think the manga is coming up on the end. Okay. I think if I understand this correctly, granted I've never read the manga, but it's my general impression that the manga is like in the final story arcs coming up on the conclusion.
I really liked the fifth season, the ending of the fifth season. It was around the same time I got an iPad during COVID, and I did I was doing art for a tattoo portfolio, and I have this really huge side piece of Eri and Deku and everybody in the fifth season that was like important, and I think I'll continue watching My Hero when I know that it's like the last season, like binge it up till the last season and watch the last season with everybody. Sure. You know, that kind of thing.
I can understand that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the show. I just, to your point, it just sort of, I weaned off of it. It kind of lost some momentum a little bit, and I started reading the manga, and I was like, man, the manga is like pretty solid. You know, it's if not it's not saying better or worse. It's just, you know, it's like enjoyable, you know, to read. Mm-hmm. All the action sequences are really enjoyable. I feel like sometimes it's really hard to do those.
I this relates back a little bit to my kind of my overall feeling of My Hero Academia since the jump, is that it's a pretty solid jack of all trades. I don't think there's anything it does exceptionally well, but there's nothing it's really exceptionally bad at either. Like, it's kind of flawless by virtue of, well, there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah,
actually, it's like pretty rock solid the whole way through. And when you think about an anime show, it's going on 7 seasons.
It's a pretty long time.
It's a long time. Yeah, and exactly. Shonen style shows like this, like the fact that they've kept a seasonal production schedule for 7 seasons, and they've never let it drift into the weekly serialization that we see, that we saw with Naruto, see with One Piece, that have let these shows flounder up and down and all around over the years. But My Hero Academia consistently looks good, sounds good, plays good the whole way through. And I think it deserves respect.
Now, when I watch this season catch up, I'll have JJK to compare it to. Because Shonen Jumps, I can only watch like one or two Shonen Jump shows at a time.
Yep.
Sure.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Well, so.
I have a lot to say about JJK.
Yeah, I know. I got to get on that shit.
We'll have an episode coming in the near future.
Yeah. I'm really standing for this last season of My Hero Academia.
Mm. So wait, so season seven, who the fuck, all right, I don't have to spoil it, but who was that woman with the,
she's a with the golden American hero that comes to Japan as reinforcements.
Interesting.
And she is extremely Captain. Powerful.
I have always liked America. And thought that the villains in My Hero Academia were written a lot better. Like, yes. Way more interesting. Mm. I'm way more interested in the villains and how they interact with the heroes than I am knowing about the heroes. Heroes, fine. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
You're fucking Joe Schmoes. Whatever. But, like, the villains have, like, soul and, like, angst.
Yeah, yeah.
And have, like, the drama.
It's true that the heroes are kind of the more compelling personalities and worldviews than the heroes in My Hero Academia. Mm-hmm. And season six, or maybe it's season five is My Villain Academia, right? Which I think is season six. Is it season six? Is My Villain Academia?
Because five was Aerie when I had to save her.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought Aerie was season four, and then season five. Well, anyway, the My Villain Academia stuff is really fantastic. And all the backstory for the main bad guy, yeah, it was really just awesome storytelling and really emotionally resonating. But I don't know.
Is the next trailer the last trailer?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Blue Box.
Right. What's the best way to hold on to the magic of the holidays?
That's Dan has presented this one to me and Jeffrey.
So the manga was kind of hyped, and I haven't read it, but I'm very interested to watch an anime adaptation.
Kind of looks like Kimi no Todoke.
What's Kimi no Todoke?
It's a romance.
Well, yeah, but what is it in English?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, yes, this is also a high school romance show, and the manga got a lot of YouTube anime commentators saying it was so great. So it makes me interested in watching the
Blue anime. Box.
I was trying to figure out what I think of the art style, and I was trying to compare it to something else. Kind of like,
I think it looks like Your Lie in April too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And I like that, like, mellow, muted colors, pretty character like design.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think that's not an uncommon anime art style at this point, and I'm all for it because them girls look nice, them boys look nice, everything looks nice.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Okay. If you hype it up, I'll watch it.
Yeah, watch it suck. Watch it be bad.
It's going to be awful.
Yeah. It'll be bad. You guys will be like, what the fuck, Dan? I'll be like, well,
it's from me to you.
From me to you. I think I see that pop up in my I've seen that pop up on my Viz app.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's cute.
All right, that's the end of our trailer watch session.
A lot of interesting anime things.
I'm so excited for Chainsaw Man.
Yeah,
I'm literally so excited. I wish there was more cyberpunk, but I don't wish there was more cyberpunk, but I wish there was like something else like that I was like really excited for this year, because I was like going over the first burst of the season, like winter season anime on MAL, and I'm like trying to pick out what I'm about to watch. And there's like not really like much of anything new. It's all like returning stuff. And I'm just like, I've talked about it a lot, but I'm like really just like reaching for that next thing that I can like really grasp and like digest. I don't think I found it. But
would it matter if it was older, like something in the past?
No.
No.
I'm just looking for literally anything.
Sure.
But I think this is like a good time to like revisit things like Gurren Lagann or like
anime
that I haven't that I've wanted to watch.
Yeah, you could get up on Fist of the North Star with me.
I'm too old for me.
75 episodes in.
75 more to go.
You can watch Fancy Lala. You've already watched Fancy Lala.
I fucking love Fancy Lala. Watch a lot of Fancy Lala.
Yu Yu Hakusho live action.
There you go.
You know what? I'll just go back to Ikitosen.
Okay. That works. Predictions.
I'll watch all the hentais that Stephen got at Anime NJ.
Stacked, huh?
Now we're talking.
Yeah. So what are your, what is everyone's predictions for next year? What's going to be the new popular...
I hope it's To the You I've Loved 1,000 Years Ago or whatever the fuck that double movie series.
Yeah.
Because I really want to see that. But I don't want to, like, and I want to watch it. Like, I want to torrent it. Like, I just want to go watch it. But I also, like, don't want to watch it and, like, talk about it if there's, like, no, like, if people can't actually see it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to talk about it on the pod unless, like, you can actually, like, go and see it or, like, if it's streaming or like whatever, you know, but I'm hoping there's some kind of like cool new movie that's cyberpunkish or something.
There's a new Eurocamp season. That's spring.
Yeah. I did hear about that.
Kaiju 8, which I've read a little bit of, which is a Shonen Jump series where they clean up kaiju guts.
Are they gonna have more Attack on Titan?
Well,
or is that done now?
I think it's done.
Oh, okay.
I have to really think about that, Dan. You really threw me.
We have to talk about what we're going to do about the rest of Attack on Titan.
I think people gave up on it.
Yeah, I haven't watched it.
I watched it. I'm the only one who watched it. And I feel like I didn't watch it.
Oh, interesting.
I had to really think about it.
Yeah.
When you asked Dan, I was like, did we
watch it? Well, yeah. I mean, the thing is, I wouldn't be surprised if they are... like, oh, there's season 4 part 4 number 5 that's coming summer 2024 or some shit.
I'm pretty sure it's done.
You think it's done? Yeah, I think that's probably true. There are people in my life that have watched the ending. Yeah,
we should squeeze it in somewhere.
We should circle back around and actually
finish the Attack on Titan
series. There was a time where we were all so excited about it.
Yeah.
It's like one of those, I think being, you know, 3 years out from COVID has a lot to do with being excited about things, you know, because everything's back to normal and like people are super busy with their lives and it's like kind of hard to like draw your attention to something or to like one specific thing.
Mm.
At least I know it is for me. I'm in like 800 different directions.
New Year's resolution. You can only watch shows made before 2005.
Oh, hell yeah. I'll go back to the basics. That's like my favorite era of anime, the early 2000s.
Well, yeah, that's true. I feel that. Mm-hmm. Just hit after hit after hit. What a glorious time to be alive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, I'm thinking my New Year's resolution needs to be to
a little bit.
Watch more anime to like really
honestly
be better about watching things relevant for this podcast.
Yeah, how about that?
To talk about.
How about you? I'll just give you homework each month.
Yeah, I need to stop watching
fucking
Fist of the North Star and Getter Robo and Blackjack.
Jesus.
You don't want to watch Votoms with me? I haven't even opened it. I'm going to pull it out right now.
Votoms. Oh my God.
There we go. That's our feature presentation now. We're all going to watch Votoms.
Everyone listening right now just turns off the podcast.
We get like zero engagement with the episode.
Your duties, you have to open it.
Oh, you really want me to open this right now?
Don't open it.
Yeah, I don't think I
should. Plastic. It's already in the plastic. Resell.
Resell.
That's my goal for 2023. Quit my real job and be a reseller on eBay.
Sure.
so I don't have to do anything I don't want to do ever.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, that's a real hustle and grind in and of itself. Don't knock it.
I'd love to be at home with my cats most of the time, though.
Sure.
Get a job I can work from home.
This is the dream. I advocate for it.
Dan, is the bureau of whatever you work at
hiring? Yeah, well.
I mean, hiring artists.
Coding artists.
Huh? There's ways you can find your way into the federal government. That's a separate conversation. But
we don't know who's listening.
Well, no, it's a trick. It's a trick. Okay. Hiring with the federal government doesn't work like private industry. It's a different mindset. It's a different way of doing things. Mm. I've coached people in my life. Me and my dad have coached people in my life on how to get federal government jobs and help them to get federal government jobs. But I will do that for my IRL friends, not for anyone listening to this podcast.
Yeah, fuck off. Just for me, you beaches. Speaking of dicks and balls, should we put on our feature presentation?
Sure.
Our feature presentation?
Sure.
I've had two drinks and I can't talk.
Yeah, let's take a quick five and we'll be back to watch. Sorry.
Wait, are you gonna finish what it is we're gonna watch?
No, I
gotta keep him hanging.
Okay, you'll learn when I learn when we come back from our 5 minute break.
It's called Cats in the Box in Tokyo, celebrating New Year's. We're already halfway through the first day of 2024.
John,
I'm here with John Shin and just five other proprietors of the bar.
Talk to me about this bar. You're in the bar, and there are cats everywhere.
Yes.
They are licking each other.
There are cats.
Yes,
this is a... And... Yeah. This is a place you can come, enjoy a drink or two, and talk to cats.
That's it. That's midnight. I'll see you out on the floor, huh?
All right.
All right, we are back.
There's the night away.
We are about to watch some spicy... Three hours left to midnight.
Yum.
We're gonna watch.
Dim the lights. Ooh, get some sexy mood music.
For Naked Attraction.
Yes.
That's what the show's called?
Naked Attraction, yep.
The following series is intended only for mature audiences. It contains full frontal nudity,
damn,
coarse language, and graphic discussions about the human body. Viewer discretion is advised.
That person has a penis.
Well, that's what we're going to see. The only thing I know about this show is that Kara objects to how people discuss the naked body.
Yeah, this is big because it's hugely popular in the UK, I guess in Europe in general. Mm-hmm. And it finally was brought over to Max like in the summer, I think.
Yeah, I keep getting TikToks about it.
In this dating show, we go back to basics.
Are you ready?
Bring on.
And start where a good date often ends. Naked.
Didn't wear a look?
I've never been faced with six. No, but I feel like I should have done.
What do men and women really find physically attractive?
Wow.
This is fantastic.
And could picking a partner based solely on their natural beauty
could be a grower?
Help us find the one.
I've never met anybody like this before and I don't know where to look.
Let's find out by dating in reverse.
Who are you going to pick for your date?
This is the hardest decision of my life. Oh my God.
Naked Attraction.
And podcasts talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's how I heard about it.
Of podcasts talking about it.
Yeah.
So this is just like keeps on repeat. So I've been really like itching to watch this show because if there's one type of show that me and Steven love to watch, it's like a, not like love or like show, but it's like a game show where we'd have to discuss things, where we critique We love critiquing people. I can't sing, but I will watch The Voice and critique people all night. You know, so like, love critiquing.
Sure.
Yeah. It's our form.
Super excited about critiquing some penises tonight.
This is just part of the natural human experience, I think. Like, we're apt to throw our opinions around and judge and critique way. Mm-hmm. And people say that, oh, you know, if you can't do it yourself, you shouldn't be judging. I actually don't think that's true. I think there are limits to whether people should be critiquing or judging, but I don't think that being able to do it oneself is one of those limits. But you guys,
and with that said, now. And with that said,
I was fucking poised for this tits and balls show. Yeah.
So this is going to go Mystery Science Theater style. We're going to commentate over top the episode. If you wanted to watch the episode alongside us, then you should start at season one, episode one of Naked Attraction in 3, 2, 1. Hold on.
Got the spinning.
Okay. Now start now. Start now.
Oh my God.
I think.
It's going.
Yeah, okay. It's going. Oh, it's been a complicated business. I'm going to go in and out of accents here.
Yeah, I have status symbols. I wear Yeezys.
Yeah, bitch. Some nice ones.
Yeah. You would think that this would be a status symbol of my material wealth and attractiveness, but mostly I just get responses of, ew, Kanye West. Ew.
Yeah, he's an anti-Sentype, so.
But he just apologized in Hebrew. So we all forgive him now.
He needs some mental help.
Cannot believe that they are actually naked.
Yeah, well, this is Europe, baby. In Europe, they are not ashamed of the human body.
How is this on TV? Is this on TV?
It's on HBO. In the UK?
Yeah, like, is this on TV?
Oh, like, good question. I'm gonna assume. I think they even have like naked news in Europe. Am I?
I know that, like, we have, like, the bikini baristas, where, like, the girls, it's like a snowball stand kind of coffee shop, and their girls are in the bikinis.
Mm. Kind of like
Hooters?
Hooters, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I was saying before we recorded that if I were to be on the show, I would be failing because they start from the feet up and my toes are nasty.
Well, I would hope that you would go get a pedicure before you got on the show.
Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah, I'm not, well, I don't know. My feet are not my most attractive part. I'm not a foot fetish guy, but I have dated women with cute little feet, and I like their cute little feet.
What would you say is the most attractive part of you?
I've been told it's my ass.
Oh. You've been told, but what do you think?
I don't know. I don't think physical attractiveness is my strongest suit. Not that I'm some ugly guy, but...
No, but I'm saying, what do you think it looks the best in the mirror? When you're looking in the mirror, what do you think looks the best? Would you like me to go first?
Sure.
My leggies.
Your legs?
My little legs.
Your little leggies.
Yeah. My sister always says, like, I have a... Like, my thighs are really thick, and I have, like, the bump in the back that I feel like looks really masculine, and I don't like it. But my sister is like, no, girls train at the gym so hard for that bump on the back of the thigh that, like, your legs are perfect. And I think
That's
ever
cool.
Since then, I was like, damn.
Damn, I'm going to look at your legs more often. I think your hair is your most attractive part. Yes, I love all of your hairdos. Yeah. You always look cute and hot with the hair. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love my hair.
I'm big on hair.
Changing my hair.
Oh, what are you going
to
do now?
Well, I'm growing it out to do a jellyfish cut.
Oh, interesting. That's cool.
I'm going to do...
Oh, the jellyfish cut is like Ghost in the Shell style.
Yeah, it's like a bob, but like with really long bits in the back.
Yeah. Oh, that's hot. That's going to look really good.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
It's cute.
I almost did it like 2 days ago, but then my hair's not long enough.
Okay. So,
like,
oh, by the way, we paused the TV show for people watching alongside us.
I'm changing it to like really light, like Frozen style blue on the pink side. So no more pink. Back to blue.
Back to blue.
Back to blue.
Okay. Right, we're playing again.
What do you think is your hottest part, Jeff?
I get a lot of compliments on my butt too.
I should have said my butt.
Arms. Women just objectifying us. Only good part about us is our ass.
I've always had a decent definition of my arms.
I was gonna say arms
without having to do too much.
I think your hair is your best part.
Oh. Completely naked.
It makes you look very, I don't know, like artistic. You look sophisticated.
It's cool. Seriously, the glasses.
Yeah, with the glasses. Glasses are normally a better look for people, in my opinion. Can we please? Glasses look good on you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Bottom half. They don't even go feet.
Oh, well, I might have better luck with that. And they just got penises all out. Yeah, dick first.
Are they joking?
Do they even show the...
Elephant tattoo? Absolutely.
Oh, there's an elephant. Oh. Oh, I see his elephant tattoo now. Yeah, absolutely fucking not.
I don't know.
No way.
One leg means he's done stuff.
Yeah. One leg, like, damn, we getting kinky up in this shit, man. Where are you going to put your stump?
Suck on my stump, then. Is that something you're into?
Girth or length? I think more girth than length. Yep. Girl, me too, girl. It's painful. Yeah, let's do
it. Don't be sorry. Interesting. Do I have to?
Out of those with a preference, 82% of women surveyed would choose girth over length. Yep.
Yeah, that tracks with what I've come to believe as well. The first couple of inches, so more girth
means more pressure and more sexual pleasure. Now, how accurate is this?
So, like, in hentai, they always establish that the penis is poking through the belly button.
Yeah.
Where, like, I don't think any woman ever would want that to happen to them.
Yeah, that looks painful.
Because of how painful it would be. I forgot that, like, that circumcision. Ew.
Did he just do that?
Ew. He's fucking flexing his balls.
He just moved it.
Oh my god. Ew. I forgot that, like, it's more traditional in the U.S. to circumcise a penis.
Yeah. Let's look at yellow. Because I'm looking at all these uncircumcised. Well, so circumcision is better for your health, but worse for your pleasure. Is that correct?
It is.
Yeah. I'll take health over pleasure. I'm glad that my parents made this decision on my behalf. I agree with it.
You're like, thank God. And it's painful. Okay. I think we really need to see the boys' bums. Yeah. Okay, fellas, can you please turn around and show us your bums?
And the music to this. The like kind of happy, upbeat, like.
It is.
Like.
Do they wax?
I don't know. I wonder so. Because. Should I be waxing my ass?
Not here. For the show, I would assume. What if you're so hairy they can't see your butt?
I don't actually know how hairy my butt is. I haven't looked at it.
You don't look at your butt?
At my own butt?
Yes.
It's kind of difficult. It's on the other side from my eyeballs.
It's not that difficult.
Just use a mirror.
How do you think it...
Yeah, just use a mirror.
Use a mirror. Double mirror.
Yeah. Well, I don't have that many mirrors.
I'm less interested in their butt, what their butt looks like, and I'm more interested in how thick their thighs are.
Really?
Yeah. I'm a thigh girl. I like them.
Some of these penises just don't look good to me.
I don't like how wiggly they are.
Yellow. It's like yellow. Why, something in the stance. This isn't quite. Not getting that strong stance. Okay, weakness. Senses
he
weakness.
He is kind of standing like, I'm on a TV show and you can this see everything. Oh, he looks like one. Yep. Oh my god, they hug
when he's naked.
They hug naked.
Yeah. I think there's a different kind of handshake that I want in this scenario.
He's kind of hairy.
He's pretty hairy.
I think there's. Yeah.
Bye.
So when I finally saw the pic, I was like, whoa. So yeah, I would have liked to end that day.
Oh.
It was like a confidence boost. It's definitely a good experience.
Wait, it was a confidence boost to be rejected. Take the L, to be rejected?
I'm confused, Muhammad.
Yeah, I don't really get it.
Oh, he's got clothes on now.
He looks like a computer science student. Even more with his clothes on.
Let's reveal the middle part of the body.
The middle part of the body.
Yo. Who's got a dad bod? Yeah, some of these people. Okay,
most of
so
them.
this is way better in that kind of way than that Netflix show where they were like, "I'm such a freak. I hope she doesn't mind tattoos." And he has like one innocuous tattoo on his arm. Yeah,
one tiny.
Like
tattoo.
These, yeah, they're like fucking gorgeous people, like conventionally normatively attractive people. They're like, "It looks so fucking weird. I have curly hair." You know, like these look like people that I might see on the street,
right? This guy's pretty fit.
The black guys are too ripped for me.
Too ripped?
Yeah. Hmm. I would assume we would have separate meals at dinner.
Oh, yeah. That's
and that we wouldn't be able to sit on the couch and eat ice cream in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
No, it's too many calories.
Yeah.
Will that guy just flick his nipple?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I would exclude him just for that.
Is that an important part for you?
This show is kind of crazy of how open they're talking about like sex and sexual encounters and what their preferences are.
Well, yeah,
that's kind of crazy.
Well, you know, let's think about that for a moment, because I mean, do you feel like, I guess maybe it's different because you guys have been in steady relationships for longer periods of time, but I mean, over the course of your life, are you often talking about your sex life or your sexual preferences in such a candid manner as they are on this show?
With everyone or just with your partner?
Well, I'm thinking of like the girl in Chicago that I was talking with that just went off the deep end as we were discussing off pod. And I don't really want to bring this up at this moment, but you guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And same like that woman in Montreal that I got together with that was also like just leaving me really blunt voice messages like, what kind of sex are you into? I like this and then this other thing. And I was like, oh, well, yeah, okay. I like that, then this, and the different thing.
Yeah, I feel like if it was a situation where I had to talk about it, like if I had to discuss it with somebody and tell them, then I would, obviously, because like you don't get anywhere without telling somebody exactly what you want.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
In a relationship, I feel like the only time that I would talk about it is if it was if something changed. If I wanted something different.
Sure.
You know, because like otherwise, I feel like, you know, dating somebody for 15 plus years, like you kind of like know what they like.
Yeah.
Okay. Who are we picking?
Yeah, who guesses?
I would pick probably
four boys remain.
Let's
reveal the faces.
Red man. I would pick red man. Out of these ones.
I know who it's gonna be.
You know.
Uh-huh.
Well, because you've already seen
it. I'm glad that I'm not on this dating show because I would not like the red man in person.
Yeah,
I feel like I would have liked the man that just got eliminated.
Oh, no way, dude. The way he was wearing a bow tie and a sports coat when he was fully clothed, that's a big fucking no out of me.
Oh, I didn't see that. I just saw his hair was tied up in a bun, like a braided bun, and he had like 10 times more tattoos than that man.
Brent, I would normally go for slightly fuller lips.
But oh my I've god.
I have had some great kisses with guys that don't have full lips.
What's the kind of kiss? Man. Yeah, I feel like fucking Europeans, man. This
the elephant man. I would pick him.
You'd pick the one-legged elephant man.
Yep, I would.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, I like his braids. It's giving me Jonathan Davis. It's giving me like weird mall guy. It's giving me like devil sticks at, you know. You know what
I mean? Hot Topic, maybe?
Yeah, yeah, like okay. Devil sticks in front of Hot Topic, you know.
Flame dancing. Flame twirling.
Yeah.
Symmetrical faces.
Yeah, I know that symmetry is attractive. You're going to have to make a decision.
One of them has to go. First take, though, the fucking elephant, man. It isn't even like... It would be different if the tattoo itself was like centered perfectly on his body, but it's not.
Oh, I guess that is true. Because
it goes up to one of the stomach muscles, and then it's like an inch lower on the other stomach muscle.
It's got a weird ear flap.
Yeah.
It's
got to be symmetrical. So that means that you went to.
He said he's a too young.
Too young.
How old is he?
I don't know. He looks baby. So the elephant man had to have gone to a tattoo artist that did it very quickly, or like he didn't think about the tattoo. Yeah.
He's actually not taller than I thought he was going to be. He's kind of short.
Have you guys ever been naked in public settings?
The first year of DCAT, I got really drunk and ran naked through the top floor of the dorm.
Cool. This is where you
get to hear the I'm trying to think. Intentional nudity? Nah.
I think that's better than unintentional.
Yeah. I think the same thing. At college, I was butt naked at one point, at least twice. I don't know. I feel like I had friends who skinny dipped a lot.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, the friend group that Steven talks about from when you guys were in high school.
Oh, they're naked all the time.
Fucking those guys are naked all the time.
Yeah, most definitely.
It's like the Jackass crew, though. Like, Jackass crew is, like, naked all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at this, like, I would feel like these guys are all hotter than me. And if I were to be up in here, I would feel like my naked body is just not measuring up. But also, like, no matter who you are and what you're into, there's always somebody that is vibing with that. And B, confidence goes a long way. And when I think of situations where I've been naked in public, people have told me that they found this attractive and they found me attractive because of the confidence. And so maybe I could pull it off, even if I'm not like that physically hot. I got kind of a pudgy little body.
You're not little, so don't say little.
Okay. Got a pudgy big body.
How tall are you, Dan?
6'2".
6'2".
I am 5'4".
Oh, you're so cute.
So little.
You're so cute.
He's a tiny. Oh, did she pick the elephant man too? Oh, there's two more men.
Untouched peepees.
Shen, Ina absolutely loved your entire body, but it is a no date for you.
Oh, that's too bad.
Love your body.
She's going for the elephant man.
But and, no, thank
well,
you.
Well, fuck, man. I feel like I'm ableist because. I don't know. The dude's only got one leg.
What?
That doesn't mean he can't do
he
it.
Probably. Do
I know it. He can have sex. I'm saying, like, what if you want to go hike a mountain?
Mm-hmm. Ew. Who would want to do that?
He's probably
people that are into physical stuff.
He can probably do anything we can do.
I mean, yeah, he looks like he could. Yeah, I don't know.
It's not like it's not like a full prosthetic. It's like got the bionic thingy in it. The agility one. Like I've seen, there's this person on YouTube that has one leg, but he has like this, like everything is like really fitted and it's like literally like looks like something out of Battle Angel Alita. And he is climbing like the biggest mountains.
Yeah,
like,
I believe it.
It's wild.
Yeah. Why do all these British people have nice teeth? They're really bucking the stereotypes.
Casting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or maybe it's been a recent thing of like hygiene, you know, hygiene.
Funny.
He's dental
funny.
Hygiene.
Up until now, you've only seen Ina with her clothes on. But all of that.
Oh, you get to see her with her clothes off?
Guess so, yeah.
Big reveal. Here she comes.
Oh my gosh.
Hey. Hey.
Oh, that's nice.
Now that Ina's out here, what do you think about this stunning girl? I'm going to start with you first.
I have seen this part of it. This is the TikTok.
This is the only part?
Yeah.
Wait, so were they nude in TikTok?
I've only seen the ladies naked, actually. I've never seen the men naked.
And were they naked?
Yeah, like I've only seen...
In the TikTok?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They don't block it?
I know. That's what I'm fucking saying. What? And I get fucking reported on my cartoon vaginas.
Yeah.
That's fucking fucked up.
It's very presentable. When you go down there, it's quite presentable. Really lovely perfect, like, boobs are, like, on point.
Don't call them boobs.
On point.
Don't call them boobs.
Have you got hair anywhere else, Sonny? Oh, you have.
No, thank you.
That's not too bad.
It's armpit hair.
I don't like armpit hair. That's like the only body hair I'm not comfortable with.
On yourself or on other people too?
Yeah. Men's fine. Women, no,
men
I don't
fine,
like it.
But for you, no?
Yeah, for me, it's a no. Oh.
Well, that's fair. You do you, man.
I will do me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Have the women in my life that I've been with had armpit hair? I wasn't paying attention, really, so I'm not really sure.
I think every...
What?
Just about every person I've dated has had armpit hair.
Yeah. I'm not a fan.
It just doesn't... I don't have vivid memories of their armpits.
I personally, and I know this isn't true, but in my head, hair traps odor. And so I just assume if you have hair, you stink.
Sure.
Which I know is not true.
Well,
but that's like mental. So I'm like, oh no. Oh no.
So yeah, smell. I mean, I've of course been told plenty of times that I'm some stinky motherfucker, but also
my cats do love
every,
you.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, cats and dogs fucking love me, which is my joke that they love me because I smell bad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she picked the elephant man with one leg. Hell
is he
yeah.
Is he erect?
Equality.
Is he semi-erect?
He's erect.
He's got a...
maybe he's a shower, not a grower.
He's got a partial heart on.
See you later, guys.
Yeah, he's getting excited.
How come they didn't show it? Oh, now he's erect. Jesus. It grew.
It grew a little
bit. It did
bit.
Grow.
See?
Now oh, my God.
Ish.
He's just getting hyped. He's excited.
Shrinkage. How cold is it in this studio?
I would hope cold, so my nipples would be hard.
Oh, but I was going to say, I don't think I smell bad. And I'll tell you this. Every girlfriend I've had has specifically told me they think I smell good, and they like how I smell.
It's a big part of it.
Pheromones.
Yeah, it's huge.
That's part of my strategy.
Yeah.
She looked down first. Hell yeah, girl. Make sure he's got pants on.
Oh, make us a drink. I'll
open
take a
fucking champagne,
mezcalerita, please.
Seemed like you went up for a laugh because you had a giant elephant tattooed on your crotch, but it seemed like you were in to go pretty deep because your dick was pretty big.
And also you only had one leg, so...
Yeah, you must be really willing to commit to the bit.
Honestly, it's the hairstyle for me.
Yeah, that's what you like. I mean, I like the hairstyle on her, too. They're just a good-looking couple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And he has thick legs.
You think thick legs is a good thing?
Yep. You're strong.
He has some pretty babies.
You're strong. You're sturdy. You can pick me up.
Yeah.
After all the cookies I eat. Oh, the way she's
one
looking
month later.
At him.
One month
oh
later,
my
yeah,
god.
They're still together.
Okay, don't like the beads.
He's got the Buddha beads on.
Yeah, I don't like those.
Maybe he's Buddhist.
Maybe.
Eating lots.
Eating lots.
Fellow foodies. So, very serious about food.
They're into each other.
They are so really into each other.
Yeah, yeah.
They've done it so many times.
Yeah, the way she's looking at him.
Uh huh. His eyes are so beautiful. Jesus Christ.
Unusual that there'd be so much more as well. Like so much compatibility, like personality wise. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, the personality.
The way he blinks though has unlocked a new ick for me.
New ick blinking weird.
Oh wow, you're a kiss.
24-year-old bisexual male meets naked guys and girls before choosing. Oh, I love that. Guys and girls. That's amazing.
Keep it diverse.
Yeah. I was wondering if they were going to reverse or if they were going to have people on that have like any kind of sexual preference.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
It's huge, right?
This show is cool. This show is showing people who don't have like people in their lives to show them that they can love whoever they want or they can be whoever they want.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
How about just look as an anime?
I don't know. Well, everybody would look the same.
That's a real question, because trying to get people's bodies to be so detailed and like so differentiated. Yeah.
You need a Boichi. All right, what's his name? The guy who does Dr. Stone, the original manga?
Yeah, Boichi.
Boichi or whatever, yeah.
You would do it One Piece style and just have completely outlandish, unrealistic body types.
Like Big Ma.
Yeah.
Big Mom or whatever.
Yeah.
Someone I can experiment with and
yeah.
Have fun being a boy or a girl.
You like her, Dan, don't you? You like her, Dan,
don't you?
Huh? Yeah.
You think, Dan?
I would go out with her. You want to experiment?
She is cute.
She's
like Natalie Imbruglia style or something.
Oh, we can do some weird ass shit, man.
Dan, why don't you go on Naked Attraction?
I mean, I would. I would go on any live action, real world television show. Period. I'm fucking, put me in front of an audience, man. I'll fucking.
Yeah, where's the
I'll
American?
Commit to the bit. I'll live it the fuck up. I'm ready.
Where's the American?
I'm kind of a performative person. So yeah. I'm like, I would perform. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You think it will come to America? You think this show will come to America?
No.
Yeah, that was quick. That was an automatic response.
No. I don't think Americans are prepared to discuss sex in a public setting like this.
That's fair.
Because
bottom half of the bodies.
Maybe she's really excited.
Oh no!
This is fantastic. Yes, good.
Okay. That vagina is the tiniest one I've ever seen.
It's anime vagina.
Ooh, yeah, put me on with her.
That tiny little tattoo intrigues me.
Oh.
Should I have a look? Yeah, please.
How close can we get? What if I start smelling?
Oh my god, I don't like it.
I'm pretty open to all sorts, be it my labia hanging out or tight or neatly like tied up in a little bun. It's fine.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where else would you like to go, Mal?
I wish I'd do one male just like
to twirl it up.
Yeah. Lead me forth.
Yeah. Get her in that dick.
There's a lot of pubic hair there, isn't there?
Yeah, people gotta deal with their pubes.
Like
people
gotta deal with
pubes. Oh no, I don't think so. That man needs to trim his pubes. That's too much. And more pube is less pleasure. And I'm not saying you gotta shave. But I trim regularly.
Keep it tidy.
I keep it, yeah, I trim like that. That looks a little bit more natural.
Fuck no. That's a fuck no for me. That's a you're out.
What? Guy's lack of pubes?
No, like his penis.
Too much.
Too much. Automatic, you're out.
Too big.
Yep. Out.
Yeah, man, I watch so much porn.
It's got a kink
to it. My sense of things is totally twisted and warped.
Yeah, that's too much.
That's my one of my.
I don't know who could.
I'm wondering if my New Year's resolution should be to go back on NoFap.
That
and stop
penis
watching
is for
porn.
Someone who's had 8 children.
Nice.
Yeah.
I was like, that ain't coming near me.
I'm thinking my New Year's resolution. My New Year's resolution is going to be to delete all my dating apps, stop watching porn, go nofap, and depend entirely on natural pheromones and like sexuality, sexual tension oozing out of me. That's my strategy in 2024.
I didn't hear anything you just said because they closed up on a bunch of vaginas.
It's fair.
She does like to shave though.
And do you think that if why are they bald? I'm just confused. When you're having sex.
No.
Why are the vaginas bald?
They're so bald.
Probably getting waxed.
Oh, friction's better.
Scientists believe
that pheromones, invisible there you go, Dan. Produce clean pubic hair and release a scent that subconsciously increases. Bush is better.
A little bit of bush.
A little bit.
Like the girl, like the woman in the first thing. She had the perfect amount. It was trim. It was nice. I mean, it was in a cute shape. Good to go.
These women
are like totally bald. It's like prepubescent. Like, ew.
No, like waxed, shaved, no pube. That is A-okay with me.
You could do a landing strip, and even that's better than nothing.
Yeah, landing. I'm not saying nothing is ideal for me, but nothing is just as good as a little bit. A little bit to nothing is.
What about snake? Is that a thing? Snake pattern?
Oh, okay. Pubes? Copacelli? Copacelli? Who's that? Who's no. The Aztec-y looking like home decor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A Trojan horse.
Can you turn that round, please, boys and girls? That means you, yellow. And that might take some time with that very heavy appendage. You have to make a decision. I need you to lose the person that you are least attracted to at this stage.
Big decision.
Big ones out.
Yep.
Blue. For me, it's blue.
Yellow. Yellow is out.
I'm sorry, but the overweightness is not happening for me.
Why, Mal? Personally, it's just a bit too curvy for me. Let's see.
That's a very polite way of saying that motherfucker overweight.
It's pretty though.
Wait, Dan, I feel like that woman is your type.
Well, maybe. Like, when you look at the full package, it's better than just like focusing in on her overweightness.
Yeah.
But it is true. I've had girlfriends of that body type that I thought were really, really attractive.
Yep.
This is the thing. We're here to celebrate beauty, and we come in all forms and shapes and sizes. So this is good. This is good.
Oh, she's cool. Oh, she's cool.
Is she? Because that outfit, was she wearing a scarf? Like, I couldn't tell what the fuck was going on with that.
She was wearing a fishnet t-shirt.
It's fucking weird.
What?
And that if I had more time to process what my eyes were seeing, I might have liked.
I think
more.
It said Balenciaga.
In men, in women, I
that's cool.
Really I know. That's why I said.
What is that then? Being honest, they're fun to play with.
What is? What did she say? I didn't hear her.
Titties. She likes big. Big
floppy titties.
Yeah, she wants to play with
like perky. I like a tight perky body. Even though I've dated most of my girlfriends have not had tight perky bodies.
Oh, I don't like that. It looks like she doesn't have any nipples. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Did we really see that? Her nipples blend so well into her skin. It doesn't look like she has any.
I am attracted to the tattoos with Green. They are absolutely stunning.
Anything about the tits?
I've never seen a pair of nipples where the areolas are so faded into the skin. It's amazing.
Called it.
I called it. She's got a belly. She had her belly button pierced.
She's got those covers on, nipple covers.
It's not
too many moles.
Crazy.
No.
So
way too many moles.
It's like a beast. He's in beast mode.
And then there's tons going on around his arms and his boobs.
Yeah.
I like it. I can connect the dots with him.
Ew. Oh. Wrong answer.
Connect the stars.
That means, like, he's... That,
The constellations.
Not that, like, I feel like it has, like, so much relevance in my life now, but I'd be like, that's cancerous. Like, you need to go check them
yeah.
out.
Yeah. Very slender. Damn, man, I have a lot of moles.
You should go check
them out. You gotta go, yeah, go often. Well,
fuck me. Yeah, maybe. You're gonna have to make a
decision, I'm afraid. It could, you could have gotten skin cancer, like, when you were little, from, like, being out in the sun for, like, 1 minute too long, if you develop moles, like, that kind of stuff.
Interesting. Okay.
It could happen when you're a child and, like, stay dormant until you're an adult.
Well, shit.
Oh, but the mole man does have long hair.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna have to go with yellow.
Yeah, baby, get him out. Get him out.
Why?
Too big.
It would be too intimidating. When you say it would be too intimidating, Mal, what are we talking about, please?
His penis.
Let's find out.
Man.
You
know, mean.
This is Ruben. He is a mole from London.
He's a good looking dude.
Well, also, like, the best thing to get eliminated for. Because everybody sees you.
Well, you know.
She's petite.
Damn, he just walked away.
Said,
dang.
Walked away.
He
said, okay.
Too big?
Yeah, yeah. You know? I mean, I feel a little bit. Like, I'm glad that bigger is not always better. That's good for me.
Coming up, it's Mal's turn to
what? It's confident booster?
I don't know. Everything's relative, right? Because I don't think, like, I am not as big as that dude, but I have had women complain that I'm too big or say that I'm the biggest person they've been with, but also I'm not, like, I'm smaller than many of the people on this TV. So
I think it's just, like, relative to your partner. Because she's such a small, petite person. For, say, like, the green girl, she could probably handle a big penis.
Yeah, I think it's a matter of
I think it's not only
people's body types. I think it's also people's age and experience.
If
you have had one partner your whole life because you've been in a relationship for a very long time, your thought process and the way you process someone's size will be just categorically different than somebody that has had many different sexual partners and has just had a wider variety of experiences.
It was all front profile, and then when I saw him, massive. So totally cheated by the Tinder picture, which you don't get on this show.
Exactly.
You can see whatever you want to see.
Can they hear her?
Yes, I'm pretty sure.
Soundproof booth.
Yeah, I do not like that dude. Yeah, he does have a Jesus vibe, and that is not good.
Actual Jesus vibe, too, not like fun Jesus vibe.
Yeah.
I would love for her to pick a woman.
Oh, definitely.
Her. I want her to pick her. Very pretty. I like her.
Red. Very pleased with herself. Right. Green.
It's kind of like going into a brothel.
Her face really makes up for that.
In a weird way.
Yeah,
display.
When
you
go in the red light district in Amsterdam, it's kind of just like this.
Mm-hmm.
I like how many tattoos Green Woman has.
Everything the girls have got to offer. Everything the boys have got to offer. Let me know who you would like to lose. Or decisions that we have.
Jesus.
Honestly, I think the guy on the far right, I think yellow is the most attractive of all of them.
I think red is the most attractive.
I made my decision. Who are you saying goodbye to? Sorry, orange.
What? What?
Whoa. What? The most attractive man.
Come now. Come on now.
He is a sore loser. You can see it on his face.
But he's a good-looking guy. I mean, he's hot.
I don't know. He's bald.
Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with being bald.
It's like a decision. That's a decision. That baldness is a decision.
No, he's got a pretty fire hairline, like Widow's Peak.
Yeah,
that's going in.
Yeah. But like,
oh, I don't like a turtleneck sweater. Ew.
Bad decision.
These people really do look better naked.
Decision made.
I like red. I think her whole naked vibe is like out of, an hourglass. Out of the
remaining ones, maybe I should say I like...
no nips?
No, the Jesus guy, so that she'll eliminate him next.
What you like least. Okay, the thing I like most is my tattoos, and the least is my nips. What do you think about Miss Queen's voice?
Well, a little bit more timid, but I like that.
How do you feel about pink?
I would like pink over here. I have quite an original accent. Maybe Kentish, slightly Australian, a little bit more twangy.
Yeah.
I hate his Australian dick doesn't look right twang. To me either.
Yeah. I don't like his stomach.
The things I like the most in my body is
my body.
The people call me Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Of course they do. The people call me Jesus. Yeah, because you fucking need a haircut, dude. Stop looking like Jesus. Nobody thinks that's that interesting.
As the sixth most dateable accent. And which came first?
The American, of course. British was number one.
Yeah.
An American was number two.
No. We sound awful.
Oh, I don't think so.
So were we talking about in America? We're talking like...
Well, if any... You know, I kind of think that like this what? Has more to do with like cultural imperialism and global hierarchy of you know, socially construction. Of
damn, this is supposed to be a fun episode.
Yeah, American, we talk hot. Have you listened to me talk? I was just told that I sound sexy. I was, my coworker told me I sound sexy.
Over Zoom?
Yeah. Well, over MS Teams. Yeah, okay. Over MS Teams. My coworkers said that I have Conqueror's hockey, and one of them said my voice was sexy.
Misery. Mr. Pink.
Yeah, get rid of that guy, man. Ew. Ugh.
Moles and all.
Yo, his dick is looking weird and he's too Jesus-like. Man, like the whole concept of looking like Jesus, like people act like this is some great kitschy style. But
they don't even look good as like a couple. Like they don't look like they would fit together.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
Very, very sad now.
Ew, the way he talks too.
Ew. That like look he gave at the end.
Worse with clothes. Ew. He tried to do a sultry vibe, but like he's more
more loser.
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
It's time to get those hot pants off, lady. Off you go.
Oh. Now it's her turn.
Yes.
Physical attraction alone mounts 6 dates down to this. 24-year-old psychology student Rebecca and 32-year-old single Laura.
Yeah, go for the older woman.
I like how her eyes like come up. I don't know if it's makeup or if it's just like how her eyes look, but... Oh, and she's tall.
Yeah.
The phrase while she enjoys a joystick. Here we are, joystick free. Have you got any idea what you think
Mala's
gonna look like with her kids off?
I think
she's gonna look fucking hot. Yeah. So far, you have only seen Mal with her clothes on. All of that girl's is about to change.
Yep, Green really do got some junk in her trunk.
Oh, nice. See, that's cute. A little tiny bush and a little tiny tattoo.
Yeah, I would want to talk to her if I saw her in real life. I'm wondering if Green got a CDL.
Her driver's license?
Her commercial driver's license for that dump truck ass.
Oh, fuck. I was like, what joke is he trying to make?
Mal, how do you feel about your own body?
I do have my dislikes.
Yeah, come on. Like, people should not...
Why?
Yeah. People should be...
All boobs sag a bit too much.
Oh, well, I don't know. Is that really true?
I think so.
Stunning women in front of you. You can only date one.
Why not be a throuple? Maybe they'd be into that.
You're going to have to pick the girl you want to go on a date with.
Feel that
pull.
Blondie.
Yeah, it's hard to decide.
Blondie.
Skew older.
Who's the girl you want to date?
I mean, if you want to experiment, go with somebody older that knows what the fuck they're doing and how to get it done.
Blondie, please. Do it.
Oh,
wait.
Gobsmacked. Because I'm up against Laura. She's absolutely beautiful.
Oh, she picked the dump truck.
Yeah.
Damn, girl.
And they're like, oh, this is too bad because we're going to go on a date with each other, not with you.
I didn't have any negatives to say about me, which is just a massive confidence boost for me.
I'd date her.
I definitely feel like I've achieved something massive here.
Have they? Wait, what are these people achieving? Why are they getting like such a huge confidence boost?
Yeah, what do they do at like, at work?
Oh my God, no. No, she looks so cute.
No, I don't think so. Yo, no stupid hats. No stupid hats.
Oh, come on.
I mean, well, you know, I mean, Hannah had a stupid hat, and I felt like she was the love of my life.
Yeah, goodness gracious.
I mean, well, she did.
I thought she looked great in her stupid hat, but.
What kind of hat was it?
She went through a period where she was really into cowboy hats.
Well, I feel like you were love drunk.
You really want to hear me talk about how much I love my ex-girlfriend?
Yeah, they're holding hands already.
Absolutely stunning. Has a great smile. And yeah, those eyes are to die for.
They are?
Are they?
They just look like some woman to me.
I think the other girl looked more...
I just hope that it'll turn out all over.
I'm just saying, make sure that woman got her CDL. Because she got that dump truck ass.
How long are the episodes? How many do we go through?
This is one episode.
Oh, damn.
But with like two parts?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think.
Maybe. Okay.
Damn. I mean, she looks. So
I think she needs to change her hairstyle. I think that's what I don't like the most
CDL
about her.
Woman?
Yeah. I think
the CDL woman just looks like some woman. But
she needs like either bangs or like not straight hair. Like I picture her with bangs and like really like wavy curls.
Yeah.
And like a different balayage was like 7 years ago. Like people don't get balayage anymore.
I think his season is old.
Oh.
Yeah, I think his season is like
Like date, it's probably dated.
Yeah, she's dated.
Yeah, all right. She looks better. Yeah, she's just not getting it done for me. Whereas our short haired protagonist looks even better now with her clothes
on. Damn, this isn't an anime.
She's still the protagonist, but she looks like if I saw her in a room, I'd be like, hey, I want to go talk to her.
Oh my God, they're so white. They are taking shots of tequila. With
I'd be like, baby, like, are you suffering from global warming? Because you look fucking hot.
No, you wouldn't, because you don't compliment people.
Oh, damn. Yeah. She looks even better here. She looks even better here.
I would go up to the woman and be like, hey, do you like punk music? Because I got a fucking celebrity over here, bitch.
Oh, thank you for wingmanning me.
She doesn't like her boobs, but she's not wearing a bra to enhance them.
Oh, no one answered.
Yeah, awkward.
I'm really glad that I took part in Linked Attraction. This has definitely opened my horizons. I used to really care about what people thought about me, about the way I looked. We've all got a naked body at the end of the day. No one's perfect, so you might as well embrace it and enjoy
it.
Yeah. Ageists!
I want to know who's got the really perky nipples on the eye catch.
You know, the truth is that... As they say, everyone has a naked body, and there's no reason to be ashamed of yours. That no matter what you look like, there's somebody out there that's going to find it attractive.
Exactly.
Always.
Always.
Always and forever. Ooh.
Oh, that was two episodes.
It was?
It was.
Nuh-uh.
It was the season premiere, so it was...
Wait.
No. It goes from,
yeah, 48
it goes from
minutes.
1 to 3. Never mind.
No, this is... Wait. Yeah. Wait, there's six seasons.
Dom and Issy.
You think their stylist is 2022? Styles changed? Oh, she has elf ears.
Oh my fucking God. So if you haven't watched Naked Attraction, get an HBO Max. Yeah, what is it called? Max subscription? So you
what
can
are we
watch.
At on the time? Are we going to watch another one?
We're already hour and a half.
Yeah.
I think that's good enough.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You want to do one more?
I mean, we can watch one more, but I don't know if we need to record it.
Yeah. I don't know how much the viewer is going to want to be like, oh, let's keep on this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's a good taste.
Yeah.
If you like this episode
let us
and you
know.
Want us to do more
yeah.
Watching of Naked Attraction
or
any other show. Yeah.
And commentating.
Yeah. I will say I genuinely think that we are funnier if we can watch Twilight.
I've seen so many clips of Twilight that I feel like are like faked for the meme, because I don't remember Twilight being that bad, like as bad as these videos that I'm watching.
Oh yeah, you just gotta ham it up though. Yeah.
But then also like I see clips of Harry Potter and I'm like, wow, that yeah. time period just sucked. Mm-hmm.
Lord of the Rings still holds up, though.
Yes, this is true.
Oh.
That ain't funny. That's serious business.
Okay, nerds.
Speaking truth over here.
All right, guys. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Otaku Host Club podcast. If you want to see more episodes like this, just let us know on Instagram or on our Discord server. The link should be in the show notes of wherever you're listening to this on. And we'll see you in the new year.
Yeah, we'll see you next year.
Next year.
We're gonna keep on trucking for 2024.
We'll
continue we are
to produce bi-weekly content.
Yes.
Yeah, we're changing the podcast to election content. So just let you know out of the gate.
He's joking.
New Year's resolution for your podcast, more political.
Let us know what your New Year's resolutions are, because we don't have any.
We will let you know ours in the next
episode. No, I'm just joking. I said one of mine during the course of this episode.
Okay, well,
I'm joking.
We'll reveal all of our New Year's resolutions next episode.
My one of my New Year's resolutions.
Spoilers, Dan. Okay. Jesus. Spoil Grey's Anatomy for Kara. You're about to spoil the next episode for the listeners.
Oh, no. Oh, Kara, I referenced something that happened in a television show 20 years ago. It's old enough you may have forgotten it happened.
All right.
All right. Goodbye. Happy New Year.
Take care. Be safe.
Happy New Year!